Third parak of Beitz of Mishnah Dal. Bechor shenofal libo. A bechor that had a mum, but they didn't have a chance to show to the mumcha before yontif. The halacha is that a bechor you're not allowed to eat till it gets a mum. Before it has a mum, you have to bring it as a korban. Once it gets a mum, then the kohen's allowed to eat it outside of the base of Mikdash. So this bechor fell into the pit, and it's a chash that it'll die if you leave it there. So in order to make it edible, you have to have this mumcha give a certification that it has a mum. So Rabbi Yehuda says the mumcha should yevda mumcha. He should go into the this pit and he should check if it has a mum. And as long as he could see that it had it already a mum from before yontif, it's muta because it's a usable animal and it was mucham before yontif. It's not muksa. So if it has a mum, then you can actually take it out of the bar, because since it was already usable from before yontif, it's not muksa. Imlav, if it doesn't have a mum, or even it has a mum, but it seems to be that it happened by the fall, in which case it did not have this mum before yontif, and therefore it's muksa. Therefore, you're not allowed to even take it out on yontif, because it's muksa. It wasn't usable before yontif, and that's the rule. Something that was not usable on the onset of yontif remains muksa for the entire yontif. This did not yet have a mum in the beginning of yontif. It was not edible. Rabbi Shimon Aimer Kol Shei Mum Nekam Yoyim Ein Zemen Mulchan. He says that if you did not check out in advance that it has a mum before yontif, then it's considered muksa, and you're not allowed to use it. Now the question is that generally Rabbi Shimon is more lenient in muksa than Rabbi Yehuda. So why over here is he more machmas? So some of Folshim say that in a Chanami that the reason why he says it's also here is not because of muksa, it's because you're not allowed to check mumim on yontif. It's considered like a type of din, and dinim is also to make judgments on yontif. Maybe you can come to right. So that's what he's saying, that if you didn't check it beforehand, you're not allowed to use it on yontif, because you have no way of checking it on yontif. That's what Rashi learns, and that's the halacha.